views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected lives. Every Tuesday right here on The Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. Speaking of what's working, what do you think when I say the words dove and olive branch? Well, a number of peace symbols have been used many ways in various cultures and contexts. The dove and the olive branch were used symbolically by Jews and early Christians, and then eventually came a secular peace symbol popularized by Picasso, of all people, after the Second World War. Then in 1950 or so, the peace sign, as it's known today, was designed as a logo for the British Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, and it was adopted later by anti-war and counterculture activists in the United States and elsewhere, and that is a very high visible, high recognizable symbol. So then we move on to that V sign, that hand up with your fingers in a V, meaning the peace. That came along to represent victory during the Second World War. And during the 1960s in the U.S., activists against the Vietnam War and subsequent war protests adopted the gesture as a sign of peace. So that's so common nowadays. We just hold up our two fingers, peace. I think it's so interesting to learn how different movements and symbols and things like that get started. So imagine, speaking of what's working, imagine a new universal symbol, a symbol of hope, peace, a symbol of unity, and so much more. Imagine a new sign that represents our oneness. Well, our guest today is going to talk a lot about the oneness sign. I want to invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment as I introduce our guest. But how do I describe him? He is a very fascinating person that's going to cheer you up today. So I'll use the words playful, funny, and a forever storyteller. Our guest has done radio and TV gigs for sports. He's done travel, personal growth, and event productions, and even a teen program with the Conversations with God Foundation. This guy has done so many amazing, interesting things in his journey on this planet. And one of the things I appreciate about him the most is he just shows up wherever he's needed. I watched him a few months ago showing up on the March for Climate Action campaign and seen his great picture and smiling face on their Facebook page and all over the internet. So following this impulse of creation that moves him and moves him anywhere, he created this oneness sign, and we're going to talk a lot more about that. But folks, no matter where he goes, everyone feels better. So I'm really happy to welcome Peter Melton to our show. Welcome, Peter.
Wow, da-da-da. What an incredible introduction that was. I'm sitting here feeling my heart getting three times bigger, if you will, that just really taking in your introduction and the, well, just a perfect setup for the oneness sign, for a conversation about the oneness sign.
Well, thanks, Peter. You know what? I had to intentionally introduce you different than any other guest because do you remember how you introduced yourself to me the first time we met in person?
I do.
Well, share that with our listeners.
It's often the way that I do it. I think that reminding ourselves of the fact that we are all one is the key element behind the oneness sign. So a lot of times when I go to events and there's a name tag or something, I will put oneness cleverly disguised as Peter on my name tag as a playful way to remind myself and others that there may be something beyond our name and our body going on here.
Oh, yes. You know, I wanted to introduce you as oneness cleverly disguised as Peter, but that is so your line, and it is so you, and our listeners are going to get to feel that essence of you and that playful, fun storyteller mode on our show today. But first, Peter, I do this a lot with our guests. Maybe you've heard this when you've listened to other shows. I like to begin with our shared vision that we're all a part of one living, breathing, interconnected organism, interconnected consciousness, this creation that we're talking about. And here you are referencing it as the oneness, cleverly disguised as Peter and Julie today. So let's start by, if you would, share with our listeners, what does all things connected mean to you?
You know, in your introduction, there's a line that I quickly wrote down because I knew it would tie in here, is infinite possibilities. So in order to frame the question of what does all things connected mean, what does oneness mean, I believe we need to shift into this perspective of the infinite, that for me and my understanding of all things connected, that it's when grasped from the perspective of the infinite, we get the full picture of what is meant by all things are connected. And the easiest way for me to describe it is to use an ocean and the wave metaphor, which to me is the cleanest, clearest metaphor for how we're all connected. So imagine this great vast ocean, and then a wave emerges. And if this wave took on human consciousness, it would sit there and go, oh, wow, check me out. I'm a wave. Hey, this is kind of nice. And then it would look back and see this wave behind it and go, ah, what are you doing? You're chasing me. Get away, you know, and would begin to take on this individual perspective like it's just a wave living just its life without the perspective at all of this infinite ocean that is expressing itself in many different ways. It's the ocean expressing as this wave and that wave and the wave you're currently experiencing. So when we can start from that place to say, okay, there's an ocean of infinite possibilities that is this universe as we grasp it. And in that infinite realm of possibilities, here's one splash, one little wave that's showing up for just a moment or two before it goes into the shore and then rejoins with its infinite self. And as I'm able to remember that I am the ocean cleverly disguised as a wave, I am the oneness cleverly disguised as Peter, that I come from a whole different place of that how are we all connected. And so that is my answer to how I grasp and what it means to me to ponder we are all connected.
Thanks, Peter. I really appreciate your storytelling in that mode of the wave in the ocean, because it is so true when we think of ourselves as part of the whole and an individual expression. Where did you come up with the oneness cleverly disguised as Peter? Does that just like come out of your head because you're so creative?
Well, I have for many years now played with this idea of oneness and how to present it and how to, you know, I had a lot of New Age spiritual background. Like you mentioned, I work with the Conversations with God Foundation for 5 years, working with teenagers and young people and attempting to help them grasp what it is we're talking about as we explore this bigger picture of spirit and how we're spiritual beings having a human experience and all this. And so the storyteller side would weave in there, and I kept imagining ways to make this concept of our connection, this concept of oneness, more real, more on the ground, more day-to-day. And so I remember one time just saying, somebody said, "Who are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm Peter, but not really. I'm this infinite energy packaged in this body that we all call Peter," and that and so it started to take shape. And then as the oneness sign, as oneness became the key word, just a few years ago, actually, in my experience, I started using it that way. I am the oneness. I am the spirit. I am the infinite. I am God, if you want to go there. I am the magic energy of all of life, cleverly disguised in this body and shape and attitudes. And I'm attempting to remember myself as that, so I remind myself.
Great. You know what? We have so much to talk about, and I can't wait to see all of your creativity unfolding and emerging on the show, because you are a fun, creative person. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk all about the oneness sign. What is it? Stay with us and find out.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually healed themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Thank you. We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Krall. My guest today is Peter Milton, who is talking about the oneness sign with us. We're going to get into that in just a minute. But first, Peter, I want to make sure our listeners know how to contact you, and we'll remind them a couple times during the show. What is the best way? Is there a website they can find you at?
Yeah, the Facebook page for the Oneness Sign is one great resource, and then also theonenesssign.com, which I'll post this interview to, and look forward to updating more, but has some more information there as well.
Okay, and your Facebook page is the Oneness Sign as well?
Yep.
Excellent. All righty. Well, let's get into it. What in the world is this Oneness Sign, and how did it come to be?
Yes, as legend would have it, I went to the Woodstock 25-year reunion in New York. And as I'm pulling up with a car full of friends, we're in this long line pulling into the festival, this guy next to me leans out of his window, and he's like, "Peace, man, peace." He's got his two-finger, you know, hand signal. And I'm like, ugh, the peace sign, it just... You know, and I was in the Woodstockian 60 kind of vibe, really feeling into as much as I could to how it was in that time, and to see this guy and the peace sign used as I'd seen it so many times in such a passive, watered down, "Hey man, how's it going?" kind of thing. It was just ugh, it just shot right through me, and I grew up in the 70s, and I remembered how powerfully people used that sign, you know, as it was launching into the world and how much it stood for. And it just hurt. And I'm like, there's got to be more. What is beyond peace? This whole idea of peace is so watered down. It hasn't worked. It doesn't work. I don't even know what it means, really. You know, there's a big conceptual, let's be at peace, let's be at harmony. But yeah, I grew up in America, so the definition of peace is really paradoxical, as we use our military to attempt to create peace around the world and many other angles. But I was just like, there's got to be more. What is beyond peace? And so I looked at my two fingers, and I said, well, what's beyond two is three. And I put the third finger out, and I said, well, what's more than peace would be three, trees. And the initial idea of the oneness sign started, the grandfather of the oneness sign was actually called the Treese sign in 1994. And I thought, well, there you go. It's the third millennium. It's body, mind, and spirit. It's Treese. And I began to play with this idea of using a three-finger signal to stand for a new kind of peace. And played with that for a little while, and then George W. Bush was campaigning in the late 90s for his presidential run, and he flashes this three-finger symbol. And I'm like, wow, that's weird. And what's that? I'm like, oh, that's a W. George W. Bush was using the three fingers to represent W for his campaign. And I thought, well, that doesn't feel like that lines up with the kind of new kind of peace I was looking for. And I said, you know what? I said, there must be something different. If three's not more than two, then what would be more than two? And it just hit me, another one of those lightning bolts, cosmic hellos. Like, well, what's more than two is one. And having been studying a lot of spirituality and our oneness with spirit and whatnot, I'm like, duh, that couldn't have been more obvious. That oneness is the energy. Oneness is the calling that we're looking for. It's the single human characteristic that we're needing to embrace and enhance and fulfill in our lives, is this remembering that we're all connected, this remembering that we are really all in it together, that we are one. And so I started playing with a variety of ideas around what a sign, a one sign would look like, and I called it the unified peace sign at first, and then I called it the together sign. I kept grappling with what is it that we're talking about exactly here, and I would play with some different symbols, and finally it shook down a few years ago. It shook down to, you know what, it's really about oneness, and oneness is a word that can stand by itself. It doesn't get convoluted at all as far as unified peace or even what it means to be together or anything. So oneness felt fresh and clean enough that felt like the the name for it. And so I had a big group called the Culture of Peace Initiative was really the first group that got on board with me 3 years ago now, I guess it's been, and said, we love this and we want to help you promote it. And then Humanity's team came on board and said, this is perfect for our Global Oneness Day and their Living in Oneness program that's actually happening right now. And the term oneness and the feeling of oneness is really was starting to become more common. And so it launched from there a couple of years ago. And little by little, folks have been picking it up, and different groups have liked it, and different events have used it. And I've spoken at a few events and several radio shows and a variety of things that here's that early stage. You know, it's always fun to look back after something is established, like you did with the peace sign, to look back and see how did this come to be. And so here we are in one of those early stages of what could possibly be a new hand signal that spreads around the world. And these are those moments in that early stages where we find ourselves now of people becoming aware of it, using it, resonating with it, and beginning to spread it.
Mm. That's a great story, and that's one of the things I really appreciate you, Peter, is you just step up and do it. And when there's a need, you just step in. And so help our listeners. We need to do this in their mind's eye, visually, because it's a visual thing. But describe then, what does this oneness sign look like? Because it evolved over the last year too, didn't it?
Yes, it has. And so the oneness sign, it starts with the two-finger peace sign, which I thought was a very, was really psyched when this came to me this way, is you start with the two-finger, but instead of that standing for V for victory. A lot of people don't know that, by the way. It's fun to tell people, did you know that started as V for victory? We try to build a peace movement with the initial energy of victory. You know, is completely off base. And so instead of it standing for victory, we're reframing it to stand for this idea of two, this idea of separation. We appear to be separate. I'm sitting here in Northern California, and my listeners are in Connecticut or wherever they are. And so it's we think we're separate, and it makes sense to our human mind that we are separate. I'm over here, and you're over there. I get it. But the illusion that we're shifting and the shift that we're creating within the human species is this, while we appear to be separate, we know that we're not. And so that's what the sign does. It starts with the two-finger peace sign, and then the two fingers come together. And so we appear to be separate, and we're not. And then those fingers joined come into the heart center. So that points us to yet another remembering, instead of a mental remembering of we appear to be separate, but we're connected. It's the physical remembering that heart, that global love space, that place where we feel our deepest feelings of love and connection is in that heart space. And so the two fingers come together as one and then land on the heart. And that is the oneness sign. And then you can shoot it back out and back in again as an additional reminder. But it's really that 2-to-1 and into the heart. That so it's almost we appear to be separate. We're one. And there's this infinite heart space. So it's even beyond one, you know, it's into the infinite. So that's how the signal is done in an intimate setting. If you're at an event or in a bigger place and you want it to be seen, you can raise it up 2-to-1 as you reach up toward the sky, to be a reminder of this feeling, this knowingness, this remembering that while our bodies appear to be separate in this human experience, that we know there's that something that connects us. And so I always love to go back to the ocean and the wave thing because it just spells it out so clearly. The two waves can sit there thinking that they're separate waves and be completely oblivious to the fact that they were birthed from the same ocean and that they are, in fact, the ocean splashing in two different ways, just like you and I, Julie, are spirits splashing in two different ways, cleverly disguised as ourselves.
Hmm. So for our listeners, again, there's that V sign that we hold up for peace, that traditional thing that most of us have seen with the hand out in that V. Then the fingers come together because we're not separate. And then the third part is bringing that unified, it's kind of like a one when you put those two fingers together, isn't it? It's like that one for the oneness sign. You bring that unified fingers in to the heart and touch the heart with your fingertips. Is that right?
Yep. Come and land it on your heart. And some people leave it there, or some people like to put it back out as two and one again, or even expand your hand onto that heart. You know, when you're in the heart, it's that feeling part, right? The two to one is a mental part. And then when you get it to your heart space, it's like, I can feel that. I know somewhere, you know, we've most of us, and hopefully everybody at some stages, has had some experience of what I call seeing through the veil or feeling through the veil of this illusion that we live in, that we appear to be separate. But we know there's more, but we can't quite figure it out. And I think that's really the fun of this whole thing. As I feel into the infinite part and attempt to understand for myself in my own perspective, and everyone gets to have their own perspective, but from mine, it's like, as I imagine the oneness, as I imagine the great spirit, if you will, as I imagine infinite consciousness, it wants to play a game. It is playing a game with itself. And it says, let's break us up into all these little pieces and put in this little forgetting mechanism for the thrill of the journey of remembering.
Hmm.
So we're all,
well, you know what? The journey
people.
Of remembering can be really fun, and it doesn't have to be scary. So we're going to talk a lot more about this journey and this journey to oneness, because it is such an important topic. So please stay with us. We'll have more with Peter Melton and the Oneness Sign when we return.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts, coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually healed themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. I've been talking with Peter Melton about the oneness sign. And right before the break, Peter, you were talking about moving into that veil of infinite, and when people can really look at life from that place, it really changes things. And you know, that's part of what I do, is to really help people understand that shift in consciousness, because when we can come from the consciousness and consciously choose to be in that place to really see our oneness, really pain, suffering, all of it melts away. Really, it's transmuted, because in our connectedness, there is no anxiety, there is no fear, there is no nothing. But you were talking about that, so I just want to go, yes, 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 good job, Peter. Let's talk more about that. Why should humanity look at life through this oneness? What is that about?
Well, something about the word should flagged up a little bit for me there, because I really feel like it's everybody's own individual adventure to adventure how they will. If you find yourself drawn to understanding or grasping or feeling into this different realm, then yes, I believe, like you were saying, for mental health, for physical health, for a better way of seeing life as a whole, as our relationships as a whole, and everything that we do in life, that the ability to put on the oneness channel, if you will, to flip the screen of your perspective, to understand that everybody's coming from a different place, and everyone has these different fears and joys that have gone on in their lives, and programs and everything, that we have really no idea what's going on for somebody else. And when we assume, we think that other people are in a similar space to us, then they should be thinking this way that I am. And if you're not thinking how I'm thinking, then you're wrong, and I have to prove you wrong. And then I got to feel better if I can prove you wrong. And if we have to fight to do it, then we'll fight to do it. And I got to get my way. You know, all this craziness comes from from this idea that we're separate and I need to uphold my separateness. And I need to feel good about this individualness of me. Because isn't that what it's about? I want to feel good about what I've done and who I've loved. And so we come up with, when we live life from the individual perspective, we get one storyline, which is me wanting to feel good about me. And while feeling good about yourself is important, when we switch the channel, when we flip the perspective to this infinite possibility, to this infinite realm, to this realm of one, to the ocean, right? When you imagine yourself as the ocean, you go, huh, look at those waves playing. Yeah, they're wrestling a little bit over there. Yeah, they're talking to each other. Yeah, they're doing whatever they are. It's the ocean's desire for its waves to play. And by play, I mean do anything that you do. You see, this is the other part of the infinite, is that the ocean isn't attached to what its waves choose to do. And that's a parallel for my spiritual perspective, which is I don't think that the infinite spirit is caught up in what we do. It wants to experience everything. And therefore, it created a world where we have the chance to experience everything for the oneness, as the oneness, and the oneness gets to experience itself through us. We are the eyes and ears and hands of God, experiencing this magic creation that we call Earth and human life.
So philosophically speaking, Peter, this is a good concept that does create healing and wholeness again. So here you are creating this oneness sign. So how do you link the oneness sign, which I loved your story about the Woodstock gathering because you felt that emptiness in the sign. But knowing you, there's not an emptiness in this. So how do you raise awareness? How do you teach people through this sign? How are we going to create the opportunity for people to see themselves as part of the ocean again?
Right. So that's why as I was pondering, what could be, it didn't just come instantly, boom, I'm going to do a sign and here we go. It's like, what could be the, because I remember even before the oneness sign or the tree sign came to be in the earlier 90s, I was like, I want to do something in the peace world. I'm this is where I feel drawn, but what's easy to share? What's possible to share? And I remember thinking, you know, a hand signal is clears all language barriers and cultural barriers, and, you know, that it could be the single easiest way to remind us. Now, so there's the big picture reminder that if we imagine, as I imagine the oneness sign taking off and people starting to use it, then it could spread very much like the peace sign did very quickly around the world. And with technology and stuff, it could literally go around the world in a matter of a couple of weeks. That people using the sign are saying to one another, I get it. I get that we appear separate and we're not. And so it brings up the conversation. And that's really the key, as I see it, in the big picture, is that we've got to dare to talk into, to speak into, to get over our objections of, what is this about our connection? I see you over there and I know we're separate, but yet I know there's something else and I want to feel that something else. And so as the conversation, as the sign can spark a conversation, the conversation can spark the sometimes clumsiness of going, well, what is this? And how do we make it work? And how can I take your opinion into consideration more? And how can I remember that I'm connected to everybody so I don't feel alone and I don't feel confused and I don't judge myself based on the things I've accomplished in my life? So all these different topics come up and get to be viewed through the perspective of there's this all connectedness going on.
You know, I like one of the things that you referred to was the conversation that comes up, because really utilizing the oneness sign, putting that out there, even if people didn't know what it was, is a conversation starter.
Ding, 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 ding.
Raises awareness.
Right, so you do it to someone. I've done it a bunch of times. Funny, you know, I flash it to somebody, and they go, what's that? And now you get to be in a conversation about oneness. Huh. So this is a new hand signal that reminds us that we're more connected than we're separate. You know, and you can judge based on how you, what you feel about that person, how you want to take it from there. But it brings the conversation to light. Whereas in a normal day, hey, you know, how's the baseball team doing? Well, let's talk about oneness. You know, it just that sparking the conversation about our deep connection is not always easy to do. Or maybe easy with the choir, you know, when you're with someone you know you can instantly have those talks with, great. But we need to get to the next level. You know, we need to, in my opinion, it would be great if we could spread this.
Yeah, people I talk to are craving a deeper conversation. And, you know, I think it becomes just habitual that we talk about bad news, weather, and sports. I mean, we greet each other on the street and talk about the weather or the news or the sports. So what's your dream? We just have 2 minutes before we take a break again. What's your dream? If this could just go viral, what would it look like?
Right. So it looks like people talking about, because it's not like the peace sign would be, which was the strong anti-war thing, although that created all the conversations too, right? So in a similar way, it would be, what is this? What are you talking about, oneness? You know, I don't know what you're talking about. And but then as we start to conversate, as we begin to talk about what is this thing that connects us, then people's mind open up to this different area, right? This different place that says, wow, what if there is this whole other realm of us being all connected? What if it, an ocean and a wave? I get that. Oh, wow, like that. So there's so much more going on that's outside of this little body that I've been living in. And that so much more is part of me. Actually, that so much more is me. I am this magic infinite oneness, cleverly disguised for a moment in this body. And then I'm going to do the die thing. And when I do the die thing, I'm going to join back with it and go, oh, I got it. What a great game. Oh, my God, I played the best trick on myself imaginable. Put this forgetting thing in, and oh, my God, there were so many times I just knew it, and then I'd forget, and I'd have to try to remember again, and oh, my God, that's what we're doing here. Oh, that's great.
Oh, Peter, it is about the conversation. We're going to talk more about that and a few other things when we return. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. This is Dr. Julie. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, we will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
1230 WPLQ.
We are back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. We've been talking with Peter Melton about the Oneness Sign. Hey, I want to remind you, if you're listening, you can get a hold of Peter and find out more about the Oneness Sign on his website, which is theonenesssign.com, and Facebook page with the same name. And please visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com. You can find all the archives for older shows there. You can sign up for our email list. You can stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. So please check out our website and our Facebook page. So right before the break, we were talking about what it would mean to really have people start the conversation, Peter, about the Oneness Sign. And what was going through my mind at the time was how when we make that shift in consciousness, we really become different people. There's really a shift in the embodiment of consciousness that happens, and we be different. And so we were talking, and I'd love to hear you talk about if we were daring to envision a changed world, if we were daring to really see and visualize what would happen if we could really embody this oneness, this unity consciousness, what would our world look like? What would this changed world be like?
Yeah, wow, fascinating. Fascinating to ponder, because I don't think we have a shared vision. You know, there hasn't been that blockbuster movie that shows us how a beautiful future unfolds. So we're lacking that as a species. And so this daring the conversation forward and daring the envisioning, I think, is really important. Because as individual people start opening up to knowing themselves as more than just their body and their human experiences, they start acting different. They feel differently about themselves, then they feel differently about others, then they're acting differently about others, and it's contagious. And there's this consciousness shift that so many people are feeling is happening, that we're evolving before our very eyes and hearts and souls. And so as we start from this person by person, spreads out to the families and the communities, start realizing, or neighborhoods, hey, you know, we could do something together with my neighborhood to make this, to help with this problem or this challenge. And then people start connecting to their communities and their cities and their counties and their states. And I really see it being a contagious thing. As people connect to, we're more than just our individual self trying to make it through this maze in good condition and with some good stories to tell and some good medals that we won along the way, that there's so much more to the possibility of human existence than the story that we've made up that we're currently living out.
Well, your suggestion that we need a shared vision is really a critical piece to this movement and this shift. Are you aware of anyone that's really working on that? We're talking about Hollywood making movies and things like that, but you're a storyteller. What do we need to do to create this shared vision?
Yeah. You know, I even catch myself as many times as I've been to this point, that the push past this point is just uncharted kind of territory. I don't know any set stories or visions that I could share with the audience, unfortunately. I know they must be out there. I need to search harder. But this, well, I remember Well, just daring. It's so much, so many times it ties into how we treat the planet and the environment, and that, that we could grow more of our own foods and we could be more gentle to the planet, and we could, we, as we're being more kind and loving to ourselves and others, that eventually and hopefully in some kind of speedy, contagious kind of thing, it starts getting into government. And then we realize that some of the things that we've been doing on the planet, are not serving us. And it's hard. It's going to take that big picture consciousness shift where we need some help from the evolutionary energies in our bodies, you know, as the, like Barbara Marx Hubbard talks about, the imaginal cells of a butterfly, you know, emerging from the cocoon, my vision is that that could be what's happening here with humanity, that we are, in fact, busting out of a cocoon, that there is a butterfly opportunity that we as humans have to live our humanity in a whole different way. And it will be as drastically different as a cocoon, caterpillar, cocoon, and butterfly. And that we're in that cocoon stage just beginning to see the wings, that, oh, my God, look at this color, and I'm going to be light and fly. And what would that look like? The cocoon, the caterpillar and the cocoon would have no clue how grand and wonderful that could look like. And yet, yeah, here we are, here I am as a caterpillar trying to say, what would that look like? Just barely able to grasp the beauty of the wings coming out and flying.
You know, the exciting part for me, Peter, and I just feel so honored to be a part of so many amazing initiatives and innovative people and what have you. And you and I met on the Co-Creators Convergence last year. And which again, we're gonna meet in, I think, a little over 3 weeks away is the second annual Co-Creators Convergence. But people are gathering with this shared vision that might not be a complete shared vision, and really learning how to move into our oneness and allowing that designing intelligence to move through us and to guide us and to direct us. And really we're creating technologies of how we come together and really let go of that individual self and really move into that oneness to hear really pristine messages, really, really crystal clear guidance coming through from that designing intelligence when we learn how to do that. So it's so exciting. I know there's another gathering going to happen in June at Hummingbird Community. There's just so many different people who are seeing the big picture but wanting to really call forward that shared vision. So I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yes, for sure. Amazing events happening all over as we dare. We're in the cocoon meeting, if you will, going, what's going on here? I know there's more, and I know it's going to be great, but what could it be? Let's dare to walk through that clumsiness of, I don't know, but maybe it'll look like this, or how about that, or what could we, and we do it. We're in this magical space. And once again, so as I take myself to the position of the oneness, and I know this process is happening with the caterpillar and the cocoon and the butterfly, from the place of the oneness, I can watch this and go, wow, look at us. Look at us go, you know. This is the oneness saying, look at us go. Look at them grappling with the magic of evolution and humanity and what the future could bring. And the oneness is sitting there in such a place of calm and amazement, just saying, wow, look at my little selves out there doing their best with this grand experiment.
Hmm. You know, really, I love how you're talking about the oneness as that, the collective whole, because we can just like you said, step back into the oneness and observe ourselves in our separateness. And so many people have talked over the last decade about really annihilating that ego, like letting go of that separateness. But really, it's just an understanding so we can move it into integration. So there's so much to your oneness sign that's deeper and deeper levels if we want to get in it. I wish we had more time. We just have a few minutes in closing, but I do want to talk about that integration piece of, you've taken the two fingers, they move together. They're still two separate fingers, but then they create the oneness and move into the heart and back. So, Peter, you have been a delight today. I'm so glad I had you on the show, and I'm so glad we're talking about the oneness sign. If you could shout a billboard in 1 minute or less to all of our listeners about oneness or the oneness sign, what would you want to say? What would you put on that billboard?
Well, I go back to the ocean and the wave. It seems to be the clearest, cleanest thing. While you think you're a wave, you're actually the ocean splashing.
Mm.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. That was beautiful. I really appreciate that. Peter, thank you so much for being my guest today. Your passion for oneness just really is endearing, and I really appreciate that. And thank you all, listeners, for tuning into the Dr. Julie Show. Join us every Tuesday right here, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time, and make connection your intention. Live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually healed themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.